Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. We'd like to start this off on a great note this morning. Beautiful, sunshiny morning after we didn't get a whole lot of the storm last night, but we got a little bit of rain, not as much as some of the folks around did. It skipped by us mostly again, but enough to water the lawns and keep the flowers growing where everybody's putting seed out and getting and planting flowers and stuff. And along that line, I've got Mr. Randall Kimes here this morning, but I don't tell you what we'll plant before we get done here, but once again, welcome everyone here into the Clay County Corner from the historic Clay County Courthouse at 100 Courthouse Square. Did you know that was the address?
Did not.
I know all the businesses around here got street addresses, but we're 100 Courthouse Square. And we've got next weekend, it's going to be a big, busy weekend. Maybe try to get some of these folks on and do a little more in-depth on this, but once again, like I said, we're here on 101.5 every Thursday morning, and we try to give you a little bit of information of things going on here in the county and we'd like to thank all of our sponsors that make this possible. We'd like to thank the Clay County Chamber and the Three Star Program, who also have a hand in keeping us on here this morning, along with our sponsors. And I've got a little stack of papers here. I might go through a few of those things, then we're going to come back. Mr. Randall Kimes and I are going to talk about some things. I know we've got one activity that we're working on that we're hoping to get started this summer, and that is a farmer's market here around the square. We want to try that and kind of see if it'll work. And if it will, pursue it a little bit deeper, maybe look for a grant or something. I think there's some grants out there to put up some buildings and have a manager for it. But right now, the biggest thing we need now is a little bit of commitment from some folks that will bring in something to sell. A farmer's market's great, but if you ain't got something here to sell, you in big trouble. So right now, we're letting farmers know, or large gardeners, whoever, that might have some extra stuff they want to bring in maybe once a month or something. We're really not sure. We're still in the planning stages on that. But Miss Tanya Spears and Wanda Meadows are kind of spearheading that right at the moment, and we'll keep you informed on that. And let's see. Oh, the Tennessee Department of Health is putting a little flyer out. I saw one of those encouraging you to fight the bite, to mosquito. They've got a little flyer they've put out, how to protect yourself from mosquito bites and all that kind of thing. And you'll see them laying around everywhere, and that's from the Center for Disease Control, I guess, from the U.S. Department and the State Department, and I guess maybe through our local health department here, too. That'll kind of help you make your area more mosquito-proof and what to do if you do get bit. So everyone needs to be aware of the Zika virus and that thing. So that I know the State Department of Health is getting involved in that a little bit. And let's see, coming up here, not this weekend, but next weekend, we've got a whole bunch of stuff. And like I said, we'll get a little bit more in-depth on this next week. But just to remind everyone that the 4th Annual Bobby Massengill Catfish Classic is coming up out of Horse Creek Dock, and that's Friday, May 5 and 6. That's a catfish contest in memory of Bobby Massengill, a member of the Highway 52 Fire Department. And let's see, also that day we've got a Together We Rise, with a walk, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, and we've got some of those folks coming on here in a little bit, I think. So, and that's sponsored by the Cumberland River Hospital and the Diabetes Association and the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. And then next weekend also, got the Cumberland Run coming up, the big car show. And then on top of all of that, we've got 2 days of archery contests going on up at Donaldson Park. On a Saturday, we've got a state contest, state championship contest for juveniles, where they'll be shooting at actual animal targets out in the woods up there. And then on Sunday, there is a qualifier for the state championship through the, I think this is through a group called the Tuckasee Archery Club, and that's an acronym of Kentucky and Tennessee. I always call it Kentucky and put Tennessee first, but since I guess Rhonda's more in Kentucky, she gets to put Kentucky in front. But that big thing's coming up next weekend. But right now, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute. And Mr. Randall Kynes and I are going to sit here and talk a few minutes. So we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. Randall, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
We talked about the farmers. We've had kind of an unofficial farmers market sometimes going on around here, haven't we? Had the folks from over to the Vernon community that bring strawberries and produce in, and I think we've had some folks that set up out at the old grade school parking lot, some places like that. But if we can get something official going, I don't know if we've ever had an official farmers market here or not. I don't believe we have.
We haven't in 30-plus years.
Well,
since I've been here.
You've been here that long?
Yeah, 32.
You've been here long enough to get a pension, haven't you?
Need to get one.
What's going on, Randall, over in your neck of the woods?
Well, the life of a retired extension agent is good. You made a comment when I was about to retire that I'd have to find a way to stay busy. You don't have to find a way.
It finds you, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I'm still doing some extension work. Still working around at the park, trying to help over there some, and just doing it in a different style, doing it in my style. So life's pretty good.
Okay, how about Mr. Sherrills? How's he doing?
He's fixing to turn the corner. He's had some pretty serious health issues. But now he can see the end of the race, you know, as far as he's got to have one more surgery. They're thinking that's going to work out good, and he'll be up and be back and take a lot of load off of me.
Yeah, I can, you know, sitting up on my porch, I could occasionally see you and he go in down there, and I've been, you know, you've been by yourself there for a while, and I know you've missed having him around.
And people don't realize what the man did until he's not, you know, where he can do all of it, you know. So it's been a learning experience for me. He's been a busy fella for the years.
Well, it's, you know, any time you assume someone else's spot for a few minutes and just gets thrust on you pretty quick, it's not easy, is it?
What is it they say, until you walk in a man's shoes, you don't know?
Yeah.
His shoes are great big shoes.
Okay, now with the extension service, what about all of our 4-H stuff, our contests? Right off the top of the head, top of your head, some of the things I know we've accomplished a bunch this year. I know normally we have a bunch of the kids on here, but we haven't managed to do that.
For some reason, we didn't do that after the pig show this time.
No, I don't know what happened.
But the new extension agent is on board, Mr. Jason Schultz. Jason is from East Tennessee. He's a UT graduate. Worked for the Tennessee Farmers Co-op prior to coming here. He's getting his feet on the ground, and right now Extension is a unique organization in that you can go to school for 4 years to get your BS, 2 more years to get your master's, and you still don't know anything. So they put Jason to work, and now they're sending him all over the country, getting him trained to be an extension agent. I never understood that process. But anyway, so we've got him on the ground. Stephanie Maynard has transferred to Wilson County as a 4-H agent there, and we are fixing to hire her replacement here in the county. As far as the 4-H programs go, you know, we've got lots of different activities going on. I mentioned the hog show, the winter hogs. We went to Murfreesboro and did very well down there. Now we are gathering up pigs for the summer fairs. We've had our kids have gathered up lambs that are going to be showing lambs all summer, and just kind of trying to stay one step ahead.
Okay, I know Stephanie. We've had trouble with that, haven't we? We just can't get
this
nailed to the
seat
very long.
Well, it's I don't really understand all I need to know. It might be because of me. You know, I don't know. But Stephanie had an opportunity to go and do straight 4-H work in Wilson County. A really good program
right
down there, and
big program.
And it's a big program. It's one of those programs where if she goes in and grabs it and works hard, well, she can pretty well dictate where she goes. You know, it's a stepping stone position is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, now with people like her and the young man that's coming in later, I thought he was going to be with us this morning.
He's not made it back from one of those trainings I was talking
okay
about. He's been in Franklin the last 2 days getting highly educated.
Okay, now, you know, you're talking about a stepping stone. I know you hit the stone you wanted to stay on and didn't want to step off anywhere. But like Jason and Stephanie, what are the opportunities for them in this area if they will even remain with the UT Extension Service?
Well, now, there are always vacancies in different counties as far as like moving into leadership positions in different counties, that kind of thing. Or maybe there's a particular enterprise that someone, for instance, if Jason was really interested in vegetables, there may be positions, you know, in different locations in the state that are really vegetable intensive. You know, you can transfer and dictate where your career goes. But as you alluded to, my goal when I came to Clay County, I had no lie to tell. I was going to go somewhere else. And then I came and I realized, hey, this is not a bad place to be. And then here 32 years later, I'm still here, and things is going to be okay.
Well, you know, that has kind of been the tradition here, that when an extension agent comes in, usually I think, I know back when Miss Boyce came in, I think, you know, that was kind of the thing there. But she brought part of a ready-made family in with her and that type thing, and spent basically the rest of her career here. I mean, what she did, spend most of all of her career here in Clay County. And before that, I know Mr. Charlie Vaughn was years and years, and it seemed like, you know, when we do get an agent and they kind of settle in for a few years, they just don't want to leave, do they?
And then there's, but in part of that is a difference in the people who are available to work. I hear people say that anymore, don't get locked into your job. That won't be your only job in your career. It wasn't that way 30, 35
right
years ago. I mean, you know, years ago, if you could get a job, well, that's where you were. Everything was okay. Well, now, you've got to have there's a certain mobility that's got to take place.
That so-called upward mobility that,
yes,
like most younger professionals or just basic workers are looking for. Even our factory workers, even those folks, I mean, now they're continually looking for that better spot, and I guess they look at the better community to raise their family in, but now they couldn't find a better community,
No, they couldn't. And I've raised three, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere but Clay County.
Okay. I think you have two in the workforce now.
I do.
And what field are they in, Randall?
Well, I'm, for good or bad, they have both. Tara and Kayla have kind of followed my footsteps in that Tara is a vocational agriculture teacher at Cumberland County High School in Crossville. Kayla is a extension 4-H agent in Macon County. And I don't really understand. I would have thought that they would have seen, watched me through the years and realized, well, maybe this isn't where I want to go. But now they both have a calling. They thoroughly enjoy what they're doing. They're people oriented, and I'm expecting big things from both of them. And they both have got programs going in the right direction. Thankfully, because I married well, they know how to work, and they enjoy what they're doing. That's the secret to any career, is if you enjoy what you do, you never work a day.
Right. You know, everybody has to make a living. It's great if you can enjoy what you're doing.
It makes a big difference.
Okay, with that, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just here in a second.
Okay.
But right now, we need to work in a few words from our sponsors.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Randall Kimes sitting here in your morning. As Randall said a few minutes ago, he has been here with the UT Extension Service in Salina for a long time, and he is semi-retired now, but we still have a lot of stuff to talk about, and we had just started talking. Well, wait before we get into that. I guess I might ought to take care of a little business. We got our birthday and anniversary club today. If anyone ever called your name in to get a...
I don't want my birthday announced because I don't ever get older, see?
Well... But you might get a cake.
I don't need a cake.
Everyone needs a birthday.
And they're wonderful cakes, but I'm watching my weight.
Oh, okay. But we'll be giving one of those cakes here away here in a few minutes from the Salina Dairy Queen right here in Salina, Tennessee, a great place for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And I think through the end of this month, they've got their $5 meal thing going all day long. But I think maybe it ends here at the last of April. But they sponsor this, and each Thursday morning here, we'll read off the names of the folks that have celebrated this past week. And there's a real complicated procedure now to do this, and that is you call here at 243-5574, and you'll get an answering machine. It'll welcome you to the Clay County Courthouse, and it'll tell you to speak slowly and clearly and leave the name of the person that you're wishing to celebrate this occasion with, and make sure that you speak slowly and clearly so we can understand and get them on there. And you could leave your name and a phone number where we can reach you just in case something happens and we can't clearly understand everything. So we'd like to have, you know, everyone who calls in, we want to make sure that we get you on here and get you a chance to win that cake. And we'll take our highly sophisticated, non-computerized selection system, and we'll select a winner here a little bit before 9 o'clock, and we'll, if I, or 10 o'clock, excuse me, on this 9 o'clock hour show. If I can remember, I have been known to need prodding sometimes. I think that comes with getting too many things. When your mind gets so much in your brain, gets so much intelligence in there, there's not room for new things sometimes. You think maybe that's what it is, Randall?
Could be.
Well, okay, we were a minute ago, we were talking about your daughter, one of them that is the agricultural teacher at Cumberland County High School, and that's a big high school, isn't it? Got a bunch of kids up there.
Yeah, there. Vocational agriculture statewide is growing immensely. With the increased emphasis in the educational system on science and technology and those type of things, there has been multiple counties across the state that are hiring and putting in new VOAG teachers that are teaching specific science related to agriculture, and those courses are being used as basic science, just like a biology course or a chemistry course. I know Tara, she's very unique in that she's in a system where they have the CTE director, the vocational instructor for the county. He's a big believer in what she does, and they sent her to Minnesota last year for 2 weeks for this. I don't know. She's told me all about the project, but where they have invested in her classroom, and every kid has a computer on their desk. It's all science driven, and interactive type instruction in addition to what she does. The program was quite expensive that they placed in there for her, that she learned when she went to Minnesota. This summer she's going somewhere else to do another program. And they're keeping her pretty busy, and it's challenging to her, and she's still learning every day and highly motivated and worries me to death. Calls me every morning at 6:15 on her way from Sparta to Crossville to tell me what her day was going to be. But she's I'm really proud of her.
Had she realized that she could tell you just as well on her lunch break as she can before breakfast?
She's too busy at lunch, I think.
Okay. Well, you know, Randall, speaking along that line, it's interesting now. I sit around and listen to some of our dairy farmers, or not a dairy farmer, but our cattle farmers here, and I'm sure the dairy people are the same way. And they're these farmers that, you know, we thought, you know, farmers, but they're sitting there, they're talking about having DNA tests run on their cattle to make sure certain breed lines, exactly what they've got, how they need to feed them, the characteristics of it. I mean, it's not just throw them out in the field and let them go anymore, is it?
No, it isn't. And what that is the biggest reflection of is American agriculture right now, we're leading the world. I mean, but we're feeding a lot of the world.
Yes.
But with that said, the next 30 to 50 years with the populations that are expected to be out there, and they're not making, any more acres of ground, we're going to have to apply those technologies. And it's just absolutely phenomenal what they are doing and how interactive those things are being, you know.
And, you know, the general public, the buying public, the consumers, they're looking for products that are not artificially engineered products, but products that are naturally engineered, and the breeding of animals, the breeding of the cross-pollination of vegetables, that type of thing, to naturally improve production, not artificially, aren't they?
They're wanting that, and there's a real niche market where consumers want to know where their food comes from. There's we see it here in that we know where a lot of fruits and vegetables come from. But in towns, I have a friend in Murfreesboro who delivers. He has a program where once a month or once every 2 weeks or something, he takes a bag of produce that comes from his farm to his clientele, or they'll come and pick it up. There's a term for that system, but the consumer is demanding that they want wholesome food, they want to know where it came from, And although it brings up, I sometimes think that it's not necessary. They want it to be pesticide free. They want it to be, you know, non-modified genetically. This may be controversial, but this world will go hungry if we don't use the technologies of some of those things.
Yeah, I mean, that's, we can't continue feeding the growing population, as you said, with the same acreage base that we grow the products on if we don't greatly increase our production.
Yes, yes.
And I know our economy depends a lot on the export of grain, on the export of beef cattle, all those things, doesn't it?
Yes, and even here in Clay County, you know, we benefit from export of beef, for instance. I saw a report recently that Canada and Mexico, they are major importers of agricultural products. West Tennessee, the amount of row crops that they raise in West Tennessee, without the world market, and specifically Canada and Mexico, you can only, you know, I'd hate to know I had to eat all the corn that's raised in West Tennessee.
Well, we're producing quite a bit of corn in Clay County now.
More than we did.
Yes, we've got, of course, quite a few farmers that are on these futures contracts where they're growing all these acres at a set price, aren't they? And they got to produce that, and they got to bring it in.
Yes.
Well, Randall, let's take another little short break, and we'll be back in a minute. We might talk about something else here for a few minutes.
That'll work.
We'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Parental involvement is the key to your child's success at school. This is Stephanie Winkler, president of the Kentucky Education Association. Whether it's volunteering at school, communicating with teachers on a regular basis, or helping with homework, we know that parental involvement is crucially important. So get involved. Working together, parents and educators can make this a great school year for every student in Kentucky.
A message from the Kentucky Education Association.
Welcome back, everyone. We want to keep Randall on just for a few more minutes, let him officially say goodbye to everyone. And we're going to get him back again when we get the new agent settled in, and we're going to talk about our kids that are doing our pig show and the lambs and all those things. And I know that we have been one of the top programs in the entire state of Tennessee the past few years, especially in Middle Tennessee. And of course now we're losing one of our producers, aren't we? That she's going on to UT.
Yeah.
And I think maybe she's earned a pretty good bunch of scholarship money over through the 4-H.
She's going to, Corky is going to be a big success at Knoxville. They kind of targeted her as far as a person that they wanted to come and be a student at Knoxville, and I have nothing but high expectations for her. I think she'll do wonderful up there.
And we all want to wish her well. Any time some of our folks get to get out in the big world and show them where they come from, we're proud of them, aren't we?
Yes, yes.
Well, Randall, with that, I'm going to let you say goodbye to us, and I've got my other guest out in the hall waiting to come in. Well, we could stay on here and probably talk a whole hour, but I guess we might ought to change horses here. So,
Thomas, as always, I appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, it's great talking to you again.
Thanks.
We'll take a little short break and we'll be back with our next guest.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sherman Gillums, Jr., Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 70 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has helped hundreds of thousands of veterans get all the benefits they have earned.
Al Kovac, Jr., Paralyzed Veterans of America.
We provide one-on-one support tailored to your individual needs, including healthcare advocacy, benefits support, and career assistance.
For more information, call 1-800-424-8200 or visit pva.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Did you know that there are medical grants available for families struggling with child health-related expenses? The United Healthcare Children's Foundation is currently seeking grant applications from families in need of financial assistance to help pay for their child's healthcare treatments, services, or equipment not covered or not fully covered by their commercial health insurance plan. Parents and legal guardians may apply for grants up to $5,000 at www.uhccf.org. This has been a public service message from the United Healthcare Children's Foundation.
Raise it up. Welcome back, everyone. We finally got rid of Randall. And, of course, he came in. He started reminiscing with my guest about her days when she was in the 4-H, I think. And our next guest is, introduce yourself so I don't call you by your maiden name.
I'm Jamie Colson, and I'm the director of the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, and also I have a treatment center called First Step Recovery Center.
Okay. Now, y'all have got a whole bunch of things going on, but before we get to that, let me read the birthday and anniversary clip today. We'll start off, these folks all celebrated a birthday or an anniversary this past week, and a couple of them I had a little bit of trouble with the first name, and I didn't leave me a phone number where I could get back to him real quick. The first one is, I think it's William Russell, who's celebrating a birthday this week. James Gray, his friends and family called in to wish him a happy birthday. Now, James is the brother of Randall Gray, I believe, so yeah, everyone knows Randall and James. And Liz Strong called in for her grandson, and Liz, I could not make out hardly the first name of your grandson, and I think maybe it sounded like Bedford, but that doesn't sound right because you've told me this name before. But if he draws it out, we'll write it down as the grandson of Liz Strong, Elizabeth Strong. Also, we have Eliza Cunningham, who celebrated a birthday this past week, and Jackson Stone Thompson celebrated a birthday, and this was called in by his grandma Jennifer, and also from his great-grandmother Betty and his great-great-grandmother Lola. And they're wanting to wish him a happy fourth birthday. And then on the 24th, Jacob Walker celebrated a birthday, and his family called this one in. That's Jacob Walker on the 24th. And then over at the Salina Rehabilitation Center, Mr. Gene Smith celebrated a birthday this past week. And from out in the Moss area, from her friends and family, Trixie Savage celebrated the birthday. And also from that general community out in the Pine Hill area, Paul and Evelyn Brown celebrated a wedding anniversary. And also up on Neely's Creek, how about Kenny and Judy Meadows? They celebrated they celebrated their 26th wedding anniversary on the 27th. And we'd like to wish all of these folks who have celebrated a birthday or are celebrating today, wish you all a happy, happy occasion and many, many more to come. And here in a few minutes, we'll let Jamie reach in our highly sophisticated system here and pull out a number, and we'll give away one of these these beautifully decorated, delicious birthday cakes from out at the Salina Dairy Queen. Okay. Oh, let's see. Another thing, let's see, coming up, we have got... we've got a new director over at the Salina Rehabilitation, over at Grace, Rebecca Candy, I believe is her name. She's taken over there. And we'll try to get her in here before long. And let's see. I believe today is the first day of spring practice at Clay County High School football. And I think Coach Bates said he was welcoming maybe just a little bit around or a little over 50 participants this spring, which is a tremendous increase in numbers for us on the football program. We'd like to wish them nothing but the best, and hopefully all you guys hang in there with Coach Bates, and let's turn out a winner here this fall. And then next week, Tri-County's having a big meeting where they're giving away a pickup truck. I believe you may have seen it sitting in front of Scott's Best Way with a big sign on it that says, win this truck. But you have to go to the meeting to win that. So those are things that are going on in addition to all the stuff we talked about earlier. And I think Jamie has something there maybe she wants to talk about right off the bat that's going on next Saturday. Jamie, if you want to, let's talk about that first.
Okay. We have our third annual Together We Rise walk. And it's going to be on May 6th at 9 a.m., but we're going to have some registration and health booths from 7:30 to 9. So try to get there early and come through the health booth because we're going to be giving away prizes, and you get a ticket at every booth that you go to.
And that's at the community center.
Yeah, and it's at the community center. And we're going to have two different walks. One's a 3-mile, but you can walk or run, whatever you choose to do. Some people bring strollers and bring their babies. And then there's going to be a 1-mile fun walk, too, so you can do either one you choose to do.
I might be able to finish that one. And let's see, got prizes?
Yeah, so we partnered with the Diabetes Coalition and also Cumberland River Hospital. And Cumberland River Hospital has purchased some bicycles to give away. The Diabetes Coalition has Fitbits, exercise equipment, some headset Beats, wireless Beats. And then the health department's coming as well. And also Kim Maxfield is bringing her youth group from the church, and they're going to be disseminating some information. And then we've got different things like cooler backpacks, sports totes, sports bags, different cell phone solar chargers, a lot of prizes we're going to be giving away. So
it says you get a free T-shirt too.
Well, if you registered early, then we ordered the T-shirt.
Okay.
But the walk is free.
No, it doesn't say free. Was it free or?
Well, the T-shirt we do that as part of a to kind of raise money for things for our youth grants don't pay for. But yeah, but if you just want to come and walk, that's free. And visit the booth. If you don't want to walk, you can visit the booth and get health checks.
It's just a great day to look at some stuff that we all need to worry about, don't we? All right, Jamie, now, and it said this was the third annual, and is this the first time you started down there with it?
Yeah, we usually, the last few times we started from the coalition office. So we went down there so that in case it rained or something, we're still going to have our health booths in there.
Well, they walk inside the building.
Yeah. Walk circle.
Okay. Well, what else you got going on with right now?
Well, some things that we've done in the last couple of months. We have Kick Butt Day is a national day to empower youth to try to educate others about tobacco. And that was March 15th, I think, of this past year. And so every year we try to do a little bit more education, but there were some things going on at the school, and then there was spring break, so we did it in April. But for the last 2 years, one thing that we've done is picked up cigarette butts at the school and tried to clean up the campus and stuff. So, and each year we get quite a few, and there's a picture on our Facebook page, actually, of some of the kids that helped and what we picked up from there.
So them young fellas, they still slip.
Yeah, and probably when people come, you know, when adults and kids, whoever,
ball
for games and things like that too, there's a lot. But now there's quite a bit.
You know, Jamie, we didn't pay attention, well, especially folks my age, and I'm sure you also, when the law changed and cigarettes were taken out of restaurants and taken out of motel rooms and that type of thing, we didn't pay that much attention early back in those days when we walked in those rooms, did we? The cigarette smoke.
Yeah, and I remember when I was in school, there was actually a designated smoking area at the school. So things have changed.
I think I told someone this once upon a time, it's been a year or two ago, but actually at the old Salina Elementary School, there was a designated smoking area at the elementary school.
Oh.
And now that, But, you know, now if you walk in a motel room and somebody smoked there before you got there, you know it now.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what being around a little bit of clean air does for your smelling system.
Yeah, especially if you don't smoke. You can definitely smell it.
When I saw, I had your Facebook page pulled up, and you had an activity yesterday.
Yes. So either every year or every other year. It's been 2 years ago since our last one, but we do some type of prom campaign every year. Part of our prom campaign this year was that we had a mock DUI. And so we actually videoed part of it, and then we had a live court scene. So we, prior to that day, we videoed a party scene, and so our SAG kids came and helped with that. And then we videoed the crash scene, and which it was, the perp was a one of our school kids, and then we had another victim, and so it showed her being, you know, the sobriety check and everything, and being incarcerated, and then we had Life Flight involved, and EMS, and a hospital scene with Dr. Copeland's staff. And so we show the video that leads up to this trial. And then we have a live trial, and we pick jury out of our student body. And then we had Judge Gary McKenzie, who's criminal court judge here, who was the judge, and General Mark Gore, and he's an assistant DA with our district, and then attorney Kayla Cantrell, and she's out of Gainesboro. She's an attorney out of Gainesboro, and she came, and she was the defense attorney. And so we actually, the way we did it was the jury came in and announced the verdict, and then we had the hearing to determine so that everybody could see what the consequences were.
Let me offer you a suggestion. We would like to volunteer the historic Clay County courtroom for the next one of those that you do, and do it upstairs in the court, in a real courtroom.
Oh, well, that would be.
That might add a little more atmosphere to
it.
Jenny, I don't know. Have you seen the distracted driver video that's been? I think it's been on Facebook, and I think I saw it on news also.
Now, there's one that we've got through. I mean, I saw different simulations. I don't know if it's the one that you're talking about or not. But now, at our health and safety day, PHP is supposed to come and bring some of their simulators, which has to do with driving safety, and it's actually the only one in the nation that exists, and we've got it here in Tennessee.
Well, I know this video, it looked, I don't know whether it was pasted together, but it looked absolutely real.
Oh, you mean the video?
Driver, the video of the distracted driver that, you know, was bent over just for a second, looked
and
up
then,
his head,
and
it showed, like, the victim's head going through the windshield. I mean, it was very, very stark, and I don't know, I'm sure that there was, it had to be actual footage somewhere, I guess, a bunch of, you know, everything gets filmed anymore. You know, you can't escape that. But, let's take a little short break. We got to make a little money, Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
We all have to have that to keep this show on the air. And we want to remind everyone that we do come to you live and in living color here on your radio dial at WVFB FM 101.5, and that's Kicks Country. And it's made possible by the good folks around here that pay a sponsorship fee to get their name, products, and information out to the folks here in Clay County and the surrounding area. So if you would, pay close attention to these, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Right. Welcome back, everyone. I'm sitting here with Jane. I'll not call her by her maiden name. It is, I've said before, it's kind of tough when you've had those folks in school and you knew them, and they get married after they leave school, and I think they should really come by and officially let all their ex-teachers know that they're married and what their married name is now. But I do know Jamie and her husband both outstanding young folks here in the county, and we're proud of the job that she and this group is doing, and I know she's got some more information for us. So, Jamie, if you would, just dig right in and talk to us a little bit more.
Okay, well, a couple of other things that we've got going on. Our youth came in here sometime a few months ago and was talking about the leadership forum that they went to in D.C. So CADCA stands for the Community Anti-Drug Coalitions Across America, and that's our national organization. And so last year they went to the leadership forum, and CADCA has two main conferences, one's the leadership and one's mid-year. And leadership is always in D.C. for advocacy purposes.
And I know, did Sandy go with that group?
Yes, Miss Sandy went. She works for me part-time as well as being a teacher, and so she helps oversee our SAG group, which is Students Against Destructive Decisions, and so they're a really active group.
It's hard to get her involved and enthusiastic about anything.
She stays pretty busy with everything, I think. She volunteers for, I don't know, all kinds of things, but yeah, she's always busy. But
okay, now, the adult programs.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have adult programs in with this also?
Well, yes. Well, the coalition is prevention-based.
Right.
So I oversee the coalition, and any adults do volunteer and help out with different projects that we've got going on and things like that. I'm not sure if what you mean by program is if I do have a treatment program.
Right.
Which is First Step Recovery Centers, and we... it's located actually in the bottom of the health department. There's THP on one side, and then we're on the other side of it, so the second set of double doors. But we have IOP, which are intensive outpatient groups, alcohol and drug, and it's co-occurring. And those are 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 5 to 8.
And so you're down next to the THP then?
Yeah, on the other side of THP.
In case they try to escape. No, I mean, this is, with all, especially rural counties, opioid drugs.
Yes.
You know, it's getting more and more major news, it's a problem in our county. It's a problem in all counties. And, you know, there's really not an easy solution at the point it's gotten to, is there, Jamie?
No, and there's a lot of people who legitimately start out, you know, because they have some type of problem, and then they just end up addicted because you build a tolerance to it. You end up taking more and more, and so then you get addicted. But one of the reasons I started the program was because we don't have any services here. There wasn't a single program here, a lot of the people don't have driver's license. It's hard to get transportation. So I have grant funding for that as well, so the services are all free for everyone, too. So.
How many people do you serve approximately?
Well, our group is supposed to be an average of 12 people, but it's, in all honesty, it's hard to just keep, I mean, there's so many. We usually have a lot more than that in a group at a time, but it just keeps going. You come in, you know, when you do an assessment. And
okay, talk about the steps to this program, Jamie. You said assessment.
Mm-hmm. So we do an intake assessment. We get a lot of our clientele through courts because we have one of our funding sources is called SPOT, and so we get funding for those who are on probation and also BOPP, so those that's on with Board of Probation and Parole, we have they call in lots of times with referrals. So you call in, make an appointment for an assessment, and that's your intake before we do a full assessment about your history and everything, not just drug use, all your entire history. And then from there, if they need something higher level of care than what we offer, like inpatient, or if they need to go detox, then we refer them and help them get that set up as well.
Well, what about monitoring the folks there? I mean, I know that's a tough question.
Yeah. I mean, we do random drug screens while they're in the program. I mean, we're there to try to help them. We're
right.
More, yeah, so.
And they know up front that that's part of the program. That,
yep.
And if they fail the test...
Sometimes we try to get them into a higher level of care if we realize now, we do realize that they come there having a problem, so it's not going to get fixed overnight. So it just depends on the situation and if they take accountability and, you know, because we understand the first couple of weeks is going to be hard, you know, trying to come off something that you've done for so many years. But like I said, you know, sometimes they get violated and they get sent to jail, and sometimes it just depends on their probation officer, and sometimes we send them on to a higher level of care and they go inpatient.
And I saw heard a little thing on TV, I think, the other day, where there are now, there are actually some high schools in this country where all of the students at that high school are recovering drug addicts, special high schools. And they said that the repeat, you know, getting back into the drugs, that it was nearly nil where they were going into a high school. And I forgot how many, there was a very small number of them. Of course, in California there were some, and some up in the eastern states. But the success of the students that went back to a school with a light group of people that they were, which were recovering addicts and that type of thing, that the chance of them falling back into old patterns and old traffics was highly, highly unusual. So, you know, I know they were saying, you know, it is so hard for anyone, a young student or any person, that once they go through these programs, the best thing for them to do is not to go back home.
Well, that's what I was about to say, too, is sometimes it is good to go inpatient or go to another facility, because when you're in that environment, you're around those same people, and those people that are using around you, it makes it harder, especially, you know, to reach sobriety with all that still around. So sometimes it's better to take them outside the environment.
But I know that, you know, they were talking that there, you know, hopefully there would be basically every state in the union would look at this and see this. Of course, you know, the kind of the thing that the communities have always thought is, you know, we don't want to put all those people together. And I say those people because they know that's what people say. You know, we don't want all of those people together. But I think they're finding out that this mutual support on this drug problem may be one of the secrets to some changes and some cures.
Well, and if you've got people in different stages of their sobriety, you know, you've got someone coming in, and then they see that this person has been where they're at, but they know it gives them hope, you know, sometimes when they see, especially in our small community, in our groups, because, you know, sometimes our community is so small that they've used with a lot of these people they're sitting in the room with before, so they know where those people were at. So if they're at a better stage in their sobriety, it gives them hope that maybe they can overcome it too, you know. So.
Jamie, let's take another short break, and we'll come back and wrap up today's program.
Okay.
And I know you've got a couple more things you want to talk to us about. Sometimes I wander folks off on some things, but we'll be back just in a minute, and we'll announce our birthday and anniversary winner. And we haven't gone through all your notes yet, have we?
Well,
we'll be back just in a minute.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored, but this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back, everyone. Jamie, I know a lot of the people that you see, there's a lot of sadness to them, but also with that, there's a lot of happiness when someone has successfully beat something or you know, and the group of kids you get to work with over at the high school. I mean, I know, just look at the pictures, though, that's a happy group of people that works on this stuff.
Yeah, and we try to involve the kids in a whole lot of different activities, even in the community. They're going to be there when we go to the walk. Well, one of the things I was mentioning before was we're taking them to Mid-Year this year, which is in Atlanta, Georgia, and so they've got a national youth leadership initiative, and they help them learn kind of more about what coalitions are about prevention, drug and alcohol prevention, and advocacy, and just different things. And then they go to TTI, which is Tennessee Teen Institute, which is a really good program that they make it fun for them, and that's a statewide conference that they go to every year, and they love it. They go back every year. The ones that go, they want to continue. We've got some that's in college, still goes back as staff, so that's a couple more things we've got going
on
this summer.
Okay, and when our kids go to D.C. or Atlanta, mm-hmm. What is their reaction to their peers that they meet there? I mean, they have reactions mm-hmm. to them. And,
well, actually, they... I mean, they meet people from all over the nation, and so they meet friends from everywhere, and they actually brought some of them back to the room, and we watched, you know, movies with them and stuff, and kind of hung out with some of the other kids. So it's kind of an eye-opener for them, too, because there's so much in D.C., really. And,
oh, yes.
Yeah, and then they go and meet with the legislative, you know, our representatives and things, and so that's something that they've never experienced before.
Personally, I always thought that a required trip of at least 1 week to Washington, D.C. should be a requirement for every student in the United States to participate
in.
Until you've been there among the government buildings and you've walking through the Smithsonian Institute,
the museum,
those type things,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you really don't, sometimes you read about them, but you don't realize the significance of things until you put your hands on them.
Yeah, you don't get the full effect until you're there.
I know that used to be one of the highlights of the year when I got to go with the junior high group when my wife would take them to Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah, I remember she used to take a group.
And I know just the first time that, in the big city, I can remember the first time some of our students from here looked up and seen the Empire State Building.
Oh, yeah.
I remember one of our students looked at the Empire State Building and looked up and said, "Golly, Mr. Watson, I'd hate to have to hang back her in that barn." So, but I think we're about to wind up. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
And I'd like for you to come back sometime and bring some of your kids with you. Maybe if we get Miss Sandy lined up, and we'll put a whole row down through here and let them personally talk about some of the things going on with this program. And I guess we better announce our winner today for the birthday cake, and that winner is Jacob Walker. And so, Jacob, you have won a birthday and anniversary cake from the Salina DQ. Remember that number, 243-5574, to get your name on the list. But, Jacob, you or your family, someone needs to go by the Chamber Building, and there will be a certificate there you can pick up, take it over to the Dairy Queen, and they'll fix you up with a great birthday cake. Once again, I think we have come to the end of the day, and it's time to shut the barn door and get out of here again. But we want to remind everyone, we'll be back here again next week at 9 o'clock in the morning. And today's show will be rebroadcast at 6 o'clock tonight on 101.5 Kicks Country. If you want to tune in, listen to yourself, you can do that at 6 o'clock tonight. And tell all your friends and everyone that until we see you next week, may the good Lord bless and keep you. Good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. This program will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 p.m. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.